Yud Amud Aleph, the top. Okay, again, let's get to the Hemshech of this. Levi asked Rebbe, why doesn't mention a 16th erva, the mother? And Rebbe gave it to him. You don't have a brain in your head for asking that question, right? And the Gemara thought the reason was that the Plugsa lo kamayri, because that halacha can only be according to the Chum, not according to Rebbe Yehuda, and therefore can only be by Anusas Aviv, and that's only mutter according to the Chachamim, but also according to Rabbi Yehuda, and but pluk saloka mairi. Then the Gemara said, there are machloks in that, that the Mishnah is taluy, and the Gemara gave answers. Okay. Now the Gemara says that Rav Chiya, who obviously, what's it called, a braisa going on the Mishnah, says that Bekula Manikore, and it's, what's it called, that, you could have two sisters who are one's mutter to one brother, one's mutter to the other brother, and they both could have yibum and chalitza. And the Gemara says that it could even go according to even by Eishes Achiv Sheloha Yobi Olamo, and even Anusas Aviv, and obviously that those things depend on machlokes. And you see that Rav Chiya said it, even things that are totally machlokas. So Mestama Rebbe also said things in the Mishnah are totally machlokas. So the answer that Rebbe seemingly held so pashut to go against Levi doesn't fit. Samara says, Ela le Rebbe hani klali lesli. No, Rebbe didn't hold of these klolim of Rav Chiya, and he held that the Mishnah, that what's it called, that the Mishnah is not totally machlokas. Only said things that are not totally machlokas. And Rav Chiya argued, Rav Chiya held that in the Braisa, he added things that were totally machlokas too. And he learned the Mishnah that it could be totally machlokas, but in Echonami, Rebbe didn't hold of that. Rashi, Rebbe Lesli Hani Klali, to Rav Chiya, Hilkach Lomok Mi Masnisim Bepluksa, Ela Benolda, the Sof Yibin, the Divrei Akol. Therefore, he didn't say the Mishnah is talking b'machlokas, and therefore, he didn't say Anusas Aviv in the Mishnah. And the case of Eishes Achiv Shaloha Yabi Olamo is Dafka, the case where everybody agrees that it's Aser, where the person was born before the Yibum. The brother was born before the Yibum of the wife that he wasn't around when that brother died. And we hold like, what's it called, like, not like Rav Oshia, that Rav Shimon agrees in that case. So that's Lekulei Alma. Okay. Rav Adar Karchino Kameder Rav Kahana Omar Mishmeder Rava La'olam Isli the Rebbe Hani Klali. No, Rebbe holds like Rav Chiya. Right? V'hochi ko'omer lei. And this is what Rebbe said to Levi. Imo anusas ovi b'chada mashkachas lo b'tarti lo mashkachas lo. Since Rav Chiya and the Braisa said that all the cases in the Mishnah, you could find a case, you could explain it in a way that asura lezeh muteris lezeh, and zeh yevimto shiachoso, what's it called, that it's the two sisters, that one will be mutter to one brother, and one will be mutter to the other brother, and either one with the opposite brother can have yibum or chalitza, right? That you can find by all the arayas, but not by, what's it called, not by imam anusas aviv. And therefore, since what Rav Chiya said can't apply to the Mishnah, that's why Rebbe didn't say it in the Mishnah. Because it can't, this klal can't apply to both cases. Why? So, I Yaakov bezachayos onas achosa sheyevim to mashkachasla. If Yaakov, what's it called, was ma'anish two sisters and had children from them. And then he had two other sons from other wives. Okay? So, and then those two sisters married the other two brothers. So, it'll be that the one will be the mother of one of the brothers, one will be the mother of the other brother. Okay? So then, Hasur Lazemuteras Azeh Shaykh. Okay? 1 second. Then achosa shehivimto, that's what it is. This is achosa shehivimto. right? But hazur lezem uteras zelo meshkachas, because these two wives are usher to both of them, because they are eshes aviv. What's it called? Achos imo, they're his aunt. Each one, right? They're sisters, and the what's it called? The sisters are also the mothers of what's it called of the two brothers, but they're also sisters to each other. So each one is also to marry. One's also to marry his mother, and the other one's also to him because it's his aunt. So it's not asur lezeh muteres lezeh. They're both asur to both of them. The e beis nochri osonas, and if he was ma'anis to not related women, right, and then had children from them, then hasur lezeh muteres lemashkachas lo. Then, and then he had two other children from a different wives, right. So now all these four brothers are brothers from the father, and two of them, the mother of one of them is Rachel, and the mother of the other one is Leah, but Rachel and Leah aren't sisters. And Rachel's mutter to Reuven, and Leah's mutter to Shimon, and that's Hasur Lazem Uteras Hazeh is, yeah, but they're not sisters. Because if they would be sisters, they wouldn't be mutter to one because they'd be the aunt. So you can't find by Anusas Aviv both klalim that Reb Chiya said. Here's a case where they're sisters and one is mutter to this one and one is mutter to that one. That both klalim won't apply. And since that qualification of the Mishnah, of Reb Chiya, won't apply, that's why Rebbe didn't say it in the Mishnah. He said those things in the Mishnah that this qualification could apply to. Even though Rebbe didn't mention the Mishnah, but Reb Chiya enhanced it in the Braisa. And Rebbe only said those things that klal could have been said about. That's what Rav Ada says. No, but same thing. Bito was the same thing.
Yeah, but by Bito, it works out.
Right, but since it's, what's it called, the case of Emo is the same thing. It's just so one case can't work out from those first six, right? Okay. Rashi. Imo anusas ovi b'chad ha-mashkachas lo. Lohochi lo noket lo b'masnisen. That's why I didn't mention it in the Mishnah. She'iyata kori bo ha-asur lezeh mutaras lezeh. Va'achosak she'yivimta misyabemis. She'yubeiz achoyos noflos lisyabim. V'tehezu asur lezeh mishum imo. V'chenzu alzum umutaras lesheni. And therefore, since it didn't say imo mi anusaso, the first six are all variations of bito. Right? Emo is one up, instead of one down, then bas bito or whatever. So if in all those six, it couldn't mention one of them because it doesn't fit in the cloud, it didn't mention any of the six. That's what we said before. Okay. The chen zu al zu muteras l'sheni. El achader mashkachas lo. O asur l'zeh muteras l'zeh. O achosak shiyivimta. That cloud can't apply to emo mianusoso. Right, and therefore bito mianusaso is also not mentioned in the Mishnah, and that's why the erva of emo is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Right, that's what we're going on. Why didn't Rebbe mention a 16th erva, emo, and it'll be emo mianusaso? The answer is because emo mianusaso won't fit this cloud that Reb Chiya said. And so that was the question, not bito. Well, I Yaakov shti achayus onas v'yolda lo ha'achas Levi v'achas Yehuda. He was Ma'anis, two sisters. And one gave birth to Levi and one to Yehuda. V'nosa Ruvain Anusas Aviv, Imo Shel Levi. V'shimin Nosa Anusas Aviv, Imo Shel Yehuda. And Ruvain went and married the Anusas Aviv, who was the mother of Levi. And Shimon married Anusas Aviv, the mother of Yehuda. So they're married to sisters. Right? And that's Achoso Shehi Avimto. So now we have two sisters falling to Levi and to what's it called, to Levi and Yehuda, and each one is their mother. But they're both also to both of them. Right, the Rachel is also to Levi because his mother. And Leah is also because his mother's sister. V'chein v'Yehuda, u'shteim p'turos min ha'chalitza min ha'yibum. That's why Rebbe didn't say the case of Imo in the Mishnah, because he only said those things that the klal of Reb Chiya would apply to. And this does, the klal doesn't apply to Imo. The ish teinach reyos anas, and if Yaakov was ma'anis two unrelated women, the yoldu lo beis bonim, the nasum beis bonim isha acheres, and they had two children, and those what's it called, wives then were married to the other two brothers, the noflim fnei b'neim, and then they fall to their sons, right? Ho asur lezemutar zemashkachasla. So each one's mutter with the other one, because this is my mother, but the other one's not my mother's sister, so I can marry her. And the same thing vice versa. Avalavachayosenu, but they're not sisters. It's not, what's it called? Achosa she yidimta and asura lezemutarosa. That cloud can't apply to the case of Imo. Imo mayanusosa. That's why Rebbe didn't say it in the Mishnah. And that's why he got mad at Levi, because he understood, Levi should have understood that. Okay. Ravashi Omar, la'olam leshle l'rebi hani klali. Really, Rebbe does not hold of these klum, going back to what we said before. And ubeplugsa komairi. And yes, what's it called? The Mishnah is talking even in machlokis. So the chora, then why didn't, now the answer is not clear anymore. Then why didn't Rebbe include the case of what's it called, of imo me'anusasa? You can't say the reason he didn't include it is because it doesn't fit the klalim of Reb Chiya. He doesn't hold of the klalim of Reb Chiya. You can't say that it's because it's a machlokas between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan, because he holds that you do say things in machlokas. Right? The case of Rav Achos, of what's it called, Achiv Shaloh Yavi Olamov, Eishas Achiv Shaloh Yavi Olamov, is talking in a case where Reb Shimon would not agree. Talking even in a case where the person was born after the Yibum. And Rav Shimon wouldn't agree, still that's the case. So then why didn't Rebbe include Imo Me'anusasso in the Mishnah? Can't say because it's Tolin Machlokas, because he says things in Machlokas. He can't say it's because it doesn't fit the Klal of Reb Chiya, doesn't hold of the Klal of Reb Chiya. So what's the reason? And he got mad at Levi for a different reason. Not because he holds that that shouldn't be in the Mishnah, but because he holds that Levi should have understood that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the case can't be. The case can only be according to the Chachamim, but our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he was makbid on Levi. Why are you asking me a question? Why doesn't the Mishnah say imo me'anusaso? The Mishnah holds it, Rabbi Yehuda. And you should have been dyak that. You should have known that. How? My time alo diakto masnis and the masnis Rabbi Yehuda hi. Why didn't you learn the Mishnah properly and understand the Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda? To Oster Banusas Aviv. Right? Who says that Anusas Aviv is Oster. And then there's no case of Imo who falls to her son. Diktani. Sheish arayus chamuros me'elu. Yipnei shehein nesuos la'acherim. Tzorosea mutaros. Right, there's six arayas more chomer than these, because they're also to all the brothers. So there's never a case where they could have possibly had yibum in this case. They're also to all the brothers, and therefore they don't answer the tzara. The tzaras are only also where this woman is mutter to one of the brothers, and only also to one of the brothers, to some of the brothers, whatever, some and some mutter. Right, but when she's also to all the brothers, she's not bechlau parshas yibum. So Mamela, what's it called, and there never was a marriage, really. So she, what's it called, therefore, she never really was married to that brother. Because the marriage didn't take effect. So she wasn't really a tzara to the other woman. See, one second, what the case is. So, and what are those? So, Mipnei she'nesus lacherim, tzorosei mutaros. Imo, a case of mother. The Eishes Aviv, and your father's wife. The Achos Aviv, and your father's sister. Rav Shmuel says, my imo. Which case is the mother? What's talking about your mother? Elam and the suas aviv, your mother who's married to your father. Hainu eishes aviv. That's eishes aviv. That's your father's wife. So why did it mention two? Elalav anusas aviv. It must be anusas aviv. And anusas aviv must be usher to all the brothers. right? Uktani mipnei shein nesuos lacherim. Lacherim in laachin lo. Mashma, that anusas aviv can't marry any other of the other brothers. Right? She can only marry somebody else, but not any of the brothers, because anusas aviv is osir, like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Man shamasle de isle haisvar, Rabbi Yehuda. The osir anusas aviv mishum hachi lo tani le. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say it, because the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah goes that anusas aviv is osir to all the brothers. Otherwise, why would it say, what's it called, sheish arayas, chamuros me'elu, imo and eshes aviv? There's no two different cases of imo and eshes aviv, unless imo is anusas aviv, and the male is also to all the brothers. Said Rashi. Ravashi omar, la'olam lesli l'rebi hani klali de pluksa komairi. Right, Rebbe doesn't hold of the klalim rebchia, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't have to hold to those klalim. And he also holds with Pluksa Kamairi that the Mishnah could be talking about Machlokas too. The reason he didn't say Anusas Aviv, Imo, as an Arayas, because he holds the Mishnah Dafka goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't go according to the Chachamim. In other words, originally we thought it could go according to the Chachamim. The only reason we didn't say it, because there is a Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're saying the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, so that it can't be Imo. Imo can't possibly be one of the cases. Kolomer lo tema the hard the lo money imo anusas aviv mishum glomash kachas bo hani klali the rabbi lesli hani klali. Don't say the reason it doesn't say imo in the Mishnah because it doesn't fit the klalim of Rabchia. You can't find a case where it's two sisters who's mutter to one and also to the other. That won't work out. Right? And that's why Rabbi didn't say it in the Mishnah, because it doesn't fit the klalim of Rabchia. No, Rabbi doesn't know that he's klalim Rabchia. He put in the Mishnah things that don't fit that klal. And don't say the reason Rebbe didn't say Imo in the Mishnah because it's Tolina Machlokas or Yehuda in the Chachamim. It only works out according to the Chachamim. I didn't want to put something that doesn't work according to Yehuda. So if that's the case, then it's a good kasha, right? Then why doesn't it say Imo in the Mishnah? So why did Rebbe get so upset with Levi and say, for asking this question, you don't have a brain in your head? Right? The osar banusas aviv, because Rebbe held the Mishnah for sure goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. And v'lo mashkachas lo shetipol aim lefnei b'no le yibu mi'achiv mi'aviv. It's impossible that what's it called, that a woman should fall to yibum, to her son, right, from a brother from the father, because all the brothers are Asutar according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Anusas aviv is Asur. The e oh what's it get yet? Omer le Ravina Lavashi. Okay, so that's the reason. That's why he got mad at him, because he should have known that this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the case of Imo there is impossible. Omer le Ravina Lervashi, Rabbi Yehuda nomi mashkachas lo. No, Rabbi Yehuda could also have a case of where Imo falls to him to Yibum, right? And Imo, and it's from Anusas Aviv. How? De'i over Venosiv, where one of the brothers married the woman Be'isr, and even though it's Osir, but it's only Osir with a lav. It's not Osir with a what's it called with a koris. So therefore the marriage takes effect. So he's married to her. And it's his brother's wife. And she falls to him now for Yibum. Because if it would be an erva that's kares, then there's no marriage. But here it's only lav. It's not an isur kares, anusas aviv. Anusas aviv is not one of the krisas. Even according to Rebbe, who says it's osur, it's only osur belav. Right? Where it says, the iloktani, no, the what's it called, the... He didn't write things that if you married Be'isser, right, only wanted to, cases where if you married Beheter. Omer le Ravashi Rav Kahana, below the Inomi Mashkachusla, even if he didn't marry her Be'isser, I could find a case where Imo will fall to him. Why? Yaakov Onas Kaloso. Yaakov, what's it called, was Ma'anes, his daughter-in-law. Okay. Beholded Mimeno Ben. And he had a son from that daughter-in-law. So now that son is his son's brother, from the father, right? And it's his, and that daughter-in-law then went and married one of the other brothers, and he died. And now that daughter-in-law falls before her son, who's the brother, right? Who's the brother and the grandson, but he's also to his mother. It's his mother. So that's a case where the mother could fall to the, if Yaakov was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law, it's possible for a mother to fall to her son. What? No, it's not Eish Yisachiv. What? Married one of the other brothers, right? Is Onas Kaloso, it's his Kala, and he had a son who now is a brother of that brother, right?
So how could she marry one of the other brothers?
No, it's Anus
Yisachiv. Instead of her, it's also Eish Yisachiv, because she was married to the son. She's married to one of the brothers. It's not, it's Shalom.
Yeah, so it's Eish Yisachiv now, and she falls to Yibum.
The son wasn't
regular Yibum. Right, Umeis Ruven below Bonim, the Nofla Kame Bra, and now she falls to her son. Umigo Di Asira, Sarasanomi Asira. She's also the Tsara's Asira. Here's a case of a mother falling to the son, right, who could be married to what's it called, to the brother. Omerle Bachosa Dehatera Kamairi Bachosa Di Surla Kamairi. The Mishnah is talking where the relationship is beheter, not where the relationship is beisr. Right? He had to live with his daughter-in-law, right? Which is an isr dika case that the Mishnah doesn't say. Rashi. Why? Okay. The asr di avad v'nosiv esanusas aviv v'nofel libel v'nei benov v'lisnei. Right, but the Mishnah didn't want to say a case where the guy did something awesome, and he married Anusa Saviv, which he wasn't allowed to do. And Echanami, if he'll do that, it'll work out. But the Mishnah is talking about cases where you're allowed to get married, not where you're not allowed to get married.
This guy is now a mamzer.
What is he a mamzer? Now with the kal also, yeah, he's a mamzer, but a mamzer is also chayv in Yibum. Below di nomi mashkachas shelo over zehames b'nisueho, right? Even without marrying Be'isser, right? In other words, not where the brother married the wife Be'isser, the Anusa Saviv, but even if the brother married her Beheter, the other brother was allowed to marry her, right? Still, you can find the case where the father was over an Isser by living with his daughter-in-law. Onas Kalosov over Aldas. He was over in Aveira by living with his, but after that, everything was Mutter. So the Gemara felt that since after that everything is mutter, that's a good case. The Afalpi, And the Gemara says no. The Gemara wants to find, the Mishnah only says cases that are completely mutter. But where this guy created a brotherhood, the Isser, where the original child was born the Isser. He lived with his daughter-in-law, that the Mishnah doesn't mention. Wants to find cases only where everything's mutter. The brothers got married beheter, and the woman who they married was generated beheter.